Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Adriana Hernandez-Santana.
As Alaskans head into the midst of the colder months, it's important to be cautious of any dangerous weather conditions. One of the main culprits to be cautious of is ice. According to Dr. Elizabeth Phelan, professor of gerontology and geriatric medicine and medical director of the Fall Prevention Clinic at Harborview Medical Center, anyone is prone to slipping and falling on ice, regardless of their age.
Research out of Nordic countries and the UK shows that there's double to triple the number of emergency room visits and hospitalizations for injury care from falls from slipping on ice and snow.
Some common injuries from falling on an icy surface include ligament and tendon tears, broken bones, and concussions. Just because someone has good balance doesn't mean that they aren't susceptible to slipping on ice. So it's extremely important to be cautious when venturing out in icy conditions.
The important thing here is if people are falling repeatedly or finding that they're losing their balance and, having difficulty recovering, that is something that they should speak with their healthcare providers about.
If you find yourself having to walk outside in these icy terrains, here's a few tips to keep in mind. First, be sure to wear slip-resistant shoes. They can reduce fall injuries by approximately 60%. Also, try to limit the number of items you're carrying on your person. The extra weight can throw off your balance. Plus, you'll need your hands to catch yourself if you do happen to fall. And speaking of hands, avoid using your phone while walking. Any distractions can make you oblivious to any hidden patches of ice in the area. With a new year comes a new legislative session. For this story, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Alaska lawmakers open a new legislative session on Tuesday against the backdrop of an election year with a docket that includes education funding, energy proposals, and the ongoing quandary of how big to make the yearly dividend check paid to residents. They're also beginning the session with a pay raise. In education, school officials have been pleading for a permanent increase in the K-12 per student funding allocation. They say inflation has eaten away at their budgets, in some cases forcing program cuts or increased class sizes. They say they're also struggling to hire teachers and fill other positions. Lawmakers last year approved a one-time $175 million boost, but Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed half that sum. Where energy is concerned, Governor Dunleavy said he expects discussion of energy issues, including updates to transmission lines in Alaska's most populous Rail Belt region. The natural gas supply relied on by both South Central Alaska residents, and Dunleavy's proposal for underground storage of carbon dioxide also could get attention. And finally, at this year's legislative session, a salary increase hastily advanced last year by new appointees to the Alaska State Office's Compensation Commission and accepted by lawmakers will boost yearly salaries for legislators from $50,400 to $84,000. The governor, lieutenant governor, and chief department heads also got raises that took effect on January 1st. The legislative raises take effect at the start of the session. Half of lawmakers' pay for January will be at the old rate and half at the new, which will equal about $80,000 this year, said Jessica Geary, executive director of the Legislative Affairs Agency. Further details available by visiting this article at RadioKenai.com. For KSRM News, I'm Nick Sorrell.
Are you looking for a summer adventure that you won't forget? Well, now's your chance, because applications for bear viewing at the McNeil River State Game Sanctuary is now accepting applications. Located 100 air miles west of Homer, the McNeil River originates from glaciers and alpine lakes. Coming up, we'll take a look at your top news headlines from Tuesday.